高我的脚。
This is very interesting.
这是很有趣的。
How can a woman who's such a sinner,
一个女人，是个罪人，
be able to show so much love to the Lord Jesus Christ?
她是怎么样有办法去做到，在耶稣，在耶稣身上展现这么多爱？
Because she knows that she is a sinner.
那是因为她知道她是个罪人。
Without our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果没有耶稣，
her sin cannot be forgiven.
她的罪是不会被赦免的。
But what about Simon?Of course, he's also a sinner.
当然西门他也是个罪人。
Yes, maybe sin is not much as the sin of a woman, that woman.
对，或许没错，他的罪没有比这个女人还大。
But he's still a sinner.
但是总的说，他也是个罪人。
That's why Lucius Christ said one debtor owed 500 denarii.
所以在耶稣在这里说，有一个人欠了五十两。
But if the master forgive all, right, the creditor forgive all, and then it means she owed nothing else.
如果这个债主就原谅他了，那他什么都不用还。
Maybe another debtor owed only 50 denarii.
有一个人只欠了五两银子。
But if the creditor did not forgive him, this means he still owed 50 denarii.
这个债主如果没有原谅他，那他还是欠五两银子。
So in other words, he still owed the money to the creditor.
所以到头来，他还是欠这个债主的。
So when we reflect upon ourselves,
所以当我们反省的时候，
do we really understand how much our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us?
我们是否有办法去理解说耶稣他给我们多少？
Just like early Sister Yudi were, you know, talking about the economy, right?
就像刚才Yudi姐妹讲到经济。
We can see the whole world is very unstable.
我们知道现在这个社会外面很不安。
We have no idea what can happen next.
我们不知道说会发生什么事情。
But why do we still be able to have peace and joy?
但是为什么我们心里面依然有平安和喜乐？
Why do we still able to have hope inside our heart?
那为什么我们心里面依然是有盼望的？
Of course, because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那是因为我们有耶稣基督。
With our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果没有耶稣基督，
we will never be at peace.
那我们就不会有平安。
And we will never have joy inside our heart.
我们也不会有喜乐在我们心里。
But the way we live our lives,
但是我们怎么样过我们的生活？
Do we understand how much He loves us?
我们是否有办法显出耶稣是爱我们的？
That's why verse 47.
对，第四十七节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 47.
路加福音第七章第四十七节。
Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many.
第四十七节，所以我告诉你，也许多的罪。告诉他许多的罪。
I mean, the Bible stated that all of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
圣经上说，人人都有罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
If anyone say we do not sin, we call our Lord Jesus Christ a liar.
那如果有人说他没有罪，那他就是说谎的。
So now we must live our life that we are sinners.
所以我们过的是一个罪人的生活。
And when we have this kind of concept,
如果我们有这样的观念，
then we realize how much our Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven us.
那我们就办法去了解说耶稣他是怎么样赦免。
Of course, Simon, he was a Pharisee.
当然西门他是个法利赛人。
And inside his heart, he feel that have no sin at all.
他心里面他又认为说他是没有罪。
Because of this, he did not need to ask God for forgiveness.
因为这样子他也不用向神来求宽恕。
Then maybe he did not need to treat our Lord Jesus Christ with such love.
他或许也是因为这样子，所以对耶稣也并不用说有多大的爱。
If we are just like Simon,
如果我们只是像西门，
then we can never ever show true love toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们对耶稣就没有办法展现我们真正的爱。
But if we come to the understanding,
但是如果我们去理解，
we are just like this woman,
我们就像这个女人，
who is a sinner,
她是个罪人。
Before our Lord Jesus Christ forgave her,
在耶稣外面赦免他之前，
she's still a sinner.
她还是一个罪人。
Same thing for us.
对我们也是一样。
We were all sinner once.
我们曾经都是一个罪人。
But because of our Lord Jesus Christ's love and mercy,
但是因为耶稣的爱跟怜悯，
He forgave us for our sin.
他赦免我们的罪。
But to prove that we understand that, we must live a life of love toward Him.
要去证明说我们去了解神的爱，那我们要活出神爱我们的
生活。 By giving our all to Him.And whatever we do for Him, we must do with a totality. And not only we have given all to Him, we also must love our brothers and sisters. Just like Simon. Actually, he should have the heart to love this woman who is a sinner. But because of his self-righteousness, because he felt that he has no sin, then he cannot love a woman who is a sinner. So what does that mean for us? If we know that we also are sinners, it's very easy to forgive one another trespasses. In other words, it's easy to love one another. But look at verse 48. Then it said to your sins are forgiven.
耶稣对他说,
why? Because she recognized her sin.
为什么呢? 因为这女人,
then verse 50. Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
耶稣对他说, 耶稣对这女人说, 你的信救了你, 你平平安安去吧。
Actually, quite often we need to have faith to live this kind of life. No matter how much, you know, how things become so difficult in our lives,
不管在生活里面事情是多么的艰难，多么的困难，
we must remember how much our Lord Christ have done for us. Just like I shared with you before, my niece Evelyn. Now she's been in Christ over 3 years now. And she's going through a lot of trial and tribulation. Of course, sometimes she complains. But I always remind her, our Lord Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And His love for us is always the same. But the reason we go through the trial and tribulation, because He wants us to refine our faith and to show and prove how much we love Him. And I share with her, as long as we have this kind of concept, then trial and tribulation will not be able to move us away from God. Why? Because it's also my thought as I live to serve God. Because lately, just, you know, I've been so busy with everything. And you know that, you know, I'm going to Dallas in June. And the Dallas church just sold their church. So they're renting another building. And within 1 year, they're going to break ground for the new building. Of course, because I'm the next minister who's going to go there. So they try to involve me in the process as much as possible. But meanwhile, I have churches in Hawaii, in Honolulu, in Maui, in Kauai, and then in Sacramento and here.
但是同时在夏威夷的教会有沙加缅度还有太平洋,
then also the word about my family.
还有我的家人,
but nevertheless,
但是, 既然是算是这样子,
I praise and thank God
我感谢神,
that He find me worthy to do something for Him.
我感谢神他认为说我配在参与他的圣工,
but one thing I always have to keep in my mind,
但是我们要一直 我们要放在心里的就是,
that is the understanding how much He has done for me. And whatever I do for Him,
我们所做的一切,
is never enough compared to what He has done for me.
跟耶稣为我们做的比较起来,
so when I have this kind of thought,
我们有这样的观念的话,
then I find peace and joy inside my heart.
那我们心里面就会有平安与喜乐。
Now let's rise
那我们起立,
and sing one hymn.
唱诗。